The five-year engagement's a great example of what's wrong with American comedy right now. Tom Solomon, Jason Segel, and Violet Barnes, Emily Blunt, love each other and get engaged. But things get in the way, and 5 years later, they're still not married. They split up, and I'll reveal the obvious. At the end of the movie, they get married. Unhappily, besides that basic storyline, the filmmakers, writer and co-star Jason Segel, and director Nicholas Stoller, have no ideas for action and no clue to why the two are together in the first place, why they break up, or why they get back together. So as soon as I got out of the movie, I grabbed a copy of the delightful 1949 Adam's Rib, and here's why. The five-year engagement's a comedy of remarriage. In that arena, a once happily married couple split up. In Adam's Rib, Katharine Hepburn and Spencer Tracy are married. They're lawyers. They wake up together, and the breakup starts over a story in the morning paper. A desperate woman has shot her philandering husband. Hepburn takes the woman's side, and prosecutor Tracy stands up for the letter of the law. Their situation degenerates quickly, and by the end, each must learn to compromise because they are in love, and they have to find a way to make the marriage work. The five-year engagement takes forever to break the lovers apart. The film begins in San Francisco. He's a chef, she's just earned a doctorate in social psychology, and gets a fellowship in Michigan. He agrees to move. And I don't know where this movie gets its information, but you'd think Violet's been sent to a penal colony. Ann Arbor here is filled with stupid people of no taste in food or anything else, and the great University of Michigan is an academic backwater. Neither character has substance, and the only indication of love is that they say it. Nothing proves love, and the split is so long coming that the decline grows depressing. And raw sex jokes cannot save a movie incapable of showing love or attraction, even if a couple of those jokes are funny. In Adam's Rib, Tracy and Hepburn split over how to understand the law and whether women and men are treated equally. Tracy's rigid and Hepburn's too loose. He pushes his weight around. He flaunts his masculine privilege. And she makes a mockery of the trial. Anybody who watches Adam's Rib knows that the two will rekindle their love and the marriage. But how they'll do it is constantly surprising and at times very funny. But the movie embeds their situation in those potent questions about law and equality and makes the audience see that human relationships exist in a complex world, not in some empty wasteland of candied love. After maybe 100 minutes of witless dissent, the five-year engagement finally moves to bring the pair back together. But this late in the film, it has to happen too fast, which makes it formulaic and meaningless. Violet and Tom have nothing to learn. The movie just slaps them into place. There's no joy, no satisfaction, and not much humor. A Hollywood romantic comedy needs pizzazz. Emily Blunt can do it. She's bright, snappy, and movie star gorgeous. At best, Jason Segel's a character actor who plays sad sacks. He's an ordinary-looking young man and seems incapable of showing spark. Spencer Tracy's also ordinary-looking, but watch him get into a scene and make every word and move important. Then look at Cary Grant in the 1937 The Awful Truth. That's a film about trust, and you get to watch Grant's character learn what trust means. It makes the five-year engagement look like amateur hour. I'm Howie Mofsovitz.